Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I want to have a conversation. I haven't, I apologize.
Make you go,
I apologize. I have not yet said good morning to the boys in the aquarium, Landini and Heavy Metal Chris. I want to let you guys kick this off because the phones are open. Landfill, you have a way of cutting through the BS of knowing what's real and what isn't real. How do you feel about Jaden Daniels through two games?
I'm pretty excited. Yeah, I think it's gone about as well as anybody could expect it. I think the fact that kind of offense and scoring around the league is down a little bit kind of makes the numbers look a little bit better. And, you know, frankly, the fact that the other two rookie quarterbacks that are playing are absolutely sucking makes me feel even better. Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
All right, that's the great Landini. Let's
the
go to these
great Landini way.
There are stats to support just about anything you want with Jaden Daniels. I'm just going eye test because I've now seen every throw he's ever made as a pro player, and I think he's really good. I think there's real potential for him to be a special player.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Colin is in Clinton. Colin, how you feeling about Jaden?
Really good, you guys. Thanks for having me. I think for the advanced stats discussion, his EPA per play being ranked fifth and his success rate being ranked seventh in the league right now is a really important part of this conversation. And that graph, I think it was by Timo Riske.
Yeah.
I really like that graph. I think I'm looking at it too. So what I see is that he has a like league-leading scramble rate and the lowest rate of passes. So I think when B. Mitch, when you said, like, yeah, that doesn't show whether it's an incompletion or a completion. That's totally right. That's my understanding of it, too.
To your point, Colin, a scramble is a positive outcome, right? So if you look at the two possible positive outcomes out of five possible outcomes, right? There's five outcomes, a batted ball, a sack, or a throwaway.
Yeah.
Now, a batted ball and a throwaway don't kill you, but they're not positive. A sack kills you. A scramble or a pass on target, those are positive outcomes. And just those two things, he's at 65%. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I think, challenging our conception of what it is to be a successful quarterback in 2024. Even with that pressure to sack rate, it's like 19th, I think, in the league right now, but it's 28%, which is actually kind of high. Historically speaking, but again, like relative to like the way you play now in the NFL, I think it's okay. So long as I go back to that EPA per play. He is putting this team in a position to score points among the best in the NFL. And that's very encouraging for me. Yeah.
I agree with you, Colin. I think you're seeing it just on the efficiency of the offense and the opportunities they're getting. Do they need to punch it in? Yes. But they're moving the ball. Thanks, Colin. Good call, man.
But see, the ultimate thing for me is like I go with eye tests. I go with what I've seen. I think a lot of the numbers you can make numbers say what you want them to say, just about whatever information you put into it. But if a guy throws balls on target all the time and they're not being completed, I don't see where that's a positive no damn way.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Richardson doesn't have. Anthony Richardson's completed
49%
of his passes.
Jaden completes 75%. And you mean to tell me Anthony Richardson, based off of one of those stats that are going on, is better than Jaden? No, it's not.
Jaden also doesn't have an interception. He has zero interceptions. 800-636-1067. We're not trying to lead the witness. If you think this ain't going to work, you're allowed to call in and say that too. But for Commanders fans out there, and just for folks listening, if you're listening and not a Commanders fan, that's a hell of a Venn diagram, but good for you. How you feeling? Let's get to Jilly. Jilly, how you feeling about JD?
Hey, good morning. B. Mitch, Jay Finley, what's up with y'all?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm pretty excited about Jaden Daniels. I think there's we can see a clear upside from the first game to the second game. I will say, even with Caleb Williams, I wish they would have played more in the preseason. We would, you know, these hiccups that they're doing right now, it would have been you know, dealt with in the preseason. You would have seen a more developed quarterback in the regular season. But for Jaden Daniels, I'm excited. I want to see what more he has to offer, throwing more and using the legs. So I'm excited, man.
Yep. Appreciate it, bro.
Thanks, dude. Good call. Let's try Andy.
What's up, Andy?
Andy, how are you, bud?
Hey, fellas, can you hear me?
Yep, yeah, we got you.
Great. Yeah, so a couple things. I think one is just, look, two games is a really small sample size to be digging too much into the analytics, in my view. You know, I think Cliff's bringing him along pretty slow. If you look at the tape, he had like five total dropbacks to pass. But the biggest takeaway for me is Daniels is a much better runner than I even thought he was. I mean, you look at a lot of these guys that come out of college, Malik Willis, Trey Lance, there's a lot of problems with translating running to the NFL. And I think if you look at his style from the eye test, he's got an unbelievable feel for space, and he's got this, like, flasher running style that just seems to translate really well. I think if you're watching that through two games, you got to be thinking, I mean, I can get into superlatives here, but it looks like it's Lamar and him in terms of running quarterbacks in the NFL, and that makes me feel amazing as a fan.
All right.
Appreciate it, Andy. Good call, dude. Hard to disagree there. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody has said this, but there is a fair concern about the hits. But, I mean, if you're just talking about rookie quarterbacks right now, I'd be more concerned about Caleb Williams and the hits he's taking off schedule behind the line of scrimmage because he's not letting the ball go. And maybe there's some real problems with that line there, too. But, like, you get hit behind the line, too, man.
Yeah, and I think the hits behind the line have troubled me more. Like, the hit that he got his wind knocked out of him, the guy speared him. But, you know, how many times are you going to get a guy just coming in like that and not get a call on him? But the thing that it's like, he's going to retake hits. It's the NFL. They don't have a flag on him for him to pull a flag. So I would just say he has to realize he gets down the majority of the time, most times. But every once in a while, you're going to go for something and you're going to get hit. But I believe he's done this so long to where he could probably handle it. If he just goes out there and try to lower the boom on everybody 25 times a game, I'll be just like everybody else. But that's not what he's doing. He's trying to avoid contact most times.
And, you know, we watched last night, and Jalen Hurts had that really nice slide just short of the goal line. And that's cool. And when you are in space like that, you have the opportunity to slide. But I do think a lot of quarterbacks will tell you they prefer when they can to kind of just, it's almost like a dive, like you go in, land on your shoulder, get down. And I've had quarterbacks tell me that is their plan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Tyler in Calvert County. What up, Tyler?
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up, man?
Yeah. Now, what Jaden scares me when he runs, man, he going head first into every run, that's not going to last long.
I mean, you make that comment. Why would you say that when sliding and head first are the exact same thing in the NFL? You are protected.
I don't know. I'm thinking if you go down on your – go and at least slide feet first, you're giving yourself at least a chance. Going head first like the way he does, I just see something bad happening, and I don't want to see it because I think –
Now, are you saying, like, what I'm referencing where they kind of, like, go down on their shoulder? Like, technically that's head first, but that is almost taught at this point.
Yeah. That's just – whenever I see it, I just feel like that's just a – you're just sticking your head out to get popped.
Now,
but if they're going to hit you like that when you put your head first, they're going to hit you when you're sliding as well. And I think you can get messed up in both ways.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know he's not really built, you know, for that, those kind of hits, though. That's why I'm saying he should probably just go ahead, just skip. Don't go for that extra yard. Just take the slide. You know what I mean?
You don't get an extra yard when you go to go head first. You are down where you start the slide. You start the head first or the slide, that's where they mark you down.
Tyler,
right.
If you're concerned, listen, he's got 26 carries for two games. He had to come out for a game because he got the wind knocked out of him. He had his helmet hit off in Tampa. Like, if there is concern there, I think it's understandable. I just think he's a dynamic runner and he will evolve. And I think I think give it time, man. Try not to be overly concerned, Ty. That's my advice.
Yeah. All right, yo.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Landfill's going to kill me. We're late again. Everybody on the phones right now. Jay. We're coming to you next. Nobody go anywhere.